love high time without this tam, lo yhoye chayovim. An isha would be potter. Mishul lenoshim tours of mitzvah sessions of angromom. Afagav the yavakos to rabbonin, ki ain the rice a tikkun. That's why he's asking, Lechur, we only know that cloud by mitzvah the raisa. The terah part is an isha, it was the zaman geromom. But maybe by mitzvah the rabbonin, no. So you have raya from al gemori, even on mitzvah the rabbonin. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah sessions of zaman geromom, noshim would have been potter. Only here by Dalek Krisis, and we'll soon see by Mikra Megillah also we have that svara, and by Chanukah we have the same svara, Shafen Hoya Boisanes. Since they were part of the Nais, the Rabbanan included them in the mitzvah also. But if not for this new svara, they would have been potter. Let's see the place next place, Hoya Boisanes. Pirush Rashbam, Shayod of Nigalu. What does it mean that an Isha was part of the Nais? It means because of them, the miracle happened. V'chein b'Megillah, the same thing happened by Megillah, by Esther. Because of Esther, the Nais happened. By Chanukah also, the Svarat HaMoiz V'Nais means that the Nais took place because of the Noshim. What was by Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rashbam brings down, the Medrash says, first Rashbam, the Amin HaMasech, it's a Moran Sukkah, a Moran Saita. B'Yitzchan Noshim Sikonius, Shoya B'Yaisi Ador Nigalu. The reason why Christ was Zeichat Av Yitzias Mitzrayim was because of the Noshim. There were Noshim Tzadek, Sikonius there, because of them, there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the svaria. Afenoi Baisanes means because of them they took place in this, because of them we had the miracles. So it says the kasha, the kasha, the yaf mash b'shein anikur. The lashon af doesn't mean they're the yikur. Just means they're also included. The yodi b'shalmi gorist shafen hoya baisa sofik. They were in the sofik in the doubt. Mashra baisa sakona klahash melorg lavi. That's the pshat. Since they were in this doubt that we wouldn't have been taken out of Mitzrayim, the Noshim also were in slavery in Mitzrayim. They were also betoich the Shibud. That's why they have the inyan of Dalakosis. And the same thing by Chanukah and the same thing by Purim also. That if we wouldn't have the Nes, they also were in the same sakana to be killed out. So that's the pshat. Shaf and Oye Bais Nes means the Nes, the miracle. Arba Kosis Halolu. The chiyuv to drink four koisis, tzorech sheyiyo behen, kedei mezigais kois yofa. Each cup has to have enough wine in it, that it should be kedei mezigais, that when you pour the water, the mezigais means you pour the water to make it diluted, to be able to drink the wine. As the Gemara's times used to have yayin chai, very raw wine, very strong wine, it was too strong to drink. So I was used to put two-thirds water, three-quarters water, and one-quarter wine. So he says you have to have in each cup enough raw wine, kidei mezigas kais yofa. Then when you dilute it, put the water into it, it'll be the size of a kais yofa. Now we'll explain later what the Gemara means. Rashbam says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, dala kais alo tzorach shebehem. Bechol echot, each one of the four kaises has to have this measurement. Kidei shebehem mezigas kais yofa. Kidei that after you dilute it and pour the water in, it'll be a nice full cup, shel brocha. Now shiura, what is this shiur? Rav revias lug. You need a quarter of revias of a lug of raw wine, kidei in order she must zeno v'yamada revias lug. That after you add the water to it, you dilute it, you have to put 3/4 water and 1/4 of wine. So together you get a revias of lug. That's our measurement. We always say a revias wine you need for the cup. A revias means revias of a lug. So you take the raw wine. How much raw wine you need? 1/4 you need. Because if you just have 1/4, then you have the other 3/4 of water, so together you got 1/4 of revias. That's how much wine you have to have. They say, the chochar or wine, the leidori achat tlas maya. You have to have like 1/4 wine, and 3/4 water. Lav chamru, it's not called wine then. We'll see later exactly what it means also. That's what he says. Each cup has to have this amount of wine. Now, shosan chai. Let's say you drank the kais of wine when it was raw wine. You did not add any water into it yet. Very strong wine. You drank, you had a kais. Could even be the kais which was full to the top. You had a complete revius of yayin chai, of strong wine. What's the locham? The Gemara says, shosan chai yotze. You're makayim the mitzvah. Shosan b'vasachas yotze. If you drink all four cups at one time, you're also makayim the mitzvah. We'll soon see what does it mean you're makayim the mitzvah. Now Rashi learns of Asachas means you poured all four cups into one big cup and you drank it from one cup. The Rashbam doesn't like that pshat because he says if you put them all into one big cup, that's only called one drinking. So Cheshbon learns means you have four cups in front of you, but you drank them one after another, not al ha-seidah. You didn't wait like we do. We make first Kiddush on the first one, then we say the Hu Agadah on the second one, then Birchas HaMazon on the third one, then Halal on the last one. He didn't do like that, but he drank them all one after another. Still it says, you are Yotze. We'll soon see what does it mean, Yotze. From the one cup that he had, he let his children and Bnei Beis, everybody in the household, drink from it. It is also Yotze. Everybody is Yotze. We'll soon see what this means. Now it's must like this. Shoson Chai. If you say if you drank the wine when it's still raw, so we say Yotze. Raw, sharp wine, you still Mekayim the Mitzvah. What does that mean, you Mekayim the Mitzvah? Omar Rova. Yedeyayin Yotze. You are Mekayim Mitzvah Yain. It's like a drank wine. But Yedei Cheres Lo Yotze. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Cheres. What does that mean, Yedeyayin Yotze? So Rashbam learns, Yedeyayin Yotze. He learns. Sheshosa Arba Koises. Lamaisi, you drank four koises. Each cup you drank at the right time, and you had a revius of wine in it. Just was very, very strong wine. So you're Mekayim Mitzvah Dala Koises, he learns. Of Yedei Cheres Lo Yotze. Kloimar, Rashbam says, Ein Zu Mitzvah Shleim. That's not the complete Mitzvah. Shein chashivas elo b'yayin mozeg. That wine is not such good wine because it wasn't really drinkable. It wasn't diluted wine yet. V'hani mila b'yayinu shalhen, but it's only by their wines. T'dori achat lach mayim. Av yayinu shalonu loiboy meziga. But our wines, halavai when we get them, they still be kosher. They add plenty of water into it before we get it. So our wines that we buy now, that we have now, you shouldn't add any more water into it because it's just about kosher the way it is. But a couple from the Gemara's times though, you had this very strong wine. So the Rashbam is learning, your Mekayim Mitzvah Siyayin means you drank the Dala Kaisis. You drank strong wine, so what? You did the Mitzvah. But your Decheres Kiyotze means you didn't do the Mitzvah Min HaMukher. This Mitzvah of Dala Kaisis wasn't done in the nicest way. It should have been done with warm wine that's drinkable. Usual wine is already diluted. So that's called you can drink that wine. If it's so strong, it's not so drinkable. It is drinkable. You still make a bracha on it. But that's not called the Mitzvah Min HaMukher. That's the way the Rashbam learns. You just didn't do the Mitzvah the right way. Rashi also learns like that. Rashi also says, "Yidecheres layotze kleimer ein zu mitzvah shleimer." This is not a complete mitzvah. Yeah. Weiter. Shosan the vasachas. What now? The next thing the Bryce was, the Chiddush was, he drank all four cups one after another. He didn't wait in between to say the Agadah, say Birchas Hamazon. He just drank one, two, three, four, one after another. So it says you are yotze. What does that mean? Is Rav Omar. Yedeyayin yotze, yedey dalad koisis lo yotze. In such a case, you mekayim mitzvahs yayin, but mitzvahs dalad koisis is lo yotze, not mekayim. So what does that mean? Then you mekayim mitzvahs yayin, and you not mekayim dalad koisis. So Rashbam learns yedeyayin yotze means mishum simchas yomtiv, nothing to do with the dalad koisis. If you drank all four cups at one time, you mekayim mitzvah simchas yomtiv. The pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chagechom, v'mam mesamcha b'yayin." How are you mesayich someone? I've been drinking wine. So if you drank wine, you're mekayim mitzvah simcha. Av yedei arba koisit lo yotze, v'kulon chashuvim kois rishon. All these four cups you drank one after another, it's only considered like you drank one of the dalal koisis. V'lo yotze, not more. V'tzoruch lavi oid shalosh koisis al ha-seder. And you're going to have to continue on when you go the rest of the Seder, when you come to the right place, to say the second cup, you have to have another cup, a third and a fourth cup. That's John the Gemara. Yedayayin Yotze means you only Yotze, you did the Mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv. But you are not Mekayim Mitzvah Dalad Koisit at all yet. Because Dalad Koisit is the dinius to be Allah Seder. You have to make different brachas at different times. Here you didn't do it, you're not Mekayim. Tayyus learns like that. Right, Hishka Mehem Labonav Lubnei Baisai. If you let your family drink from your Kais, is Yotze, they're also Yotze. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, V'hu di ashti rubi de kosa. How much do you have to drink? You have to drink roiv of the kais. Now, what does it mean, roiv of the kais? So the Rashbam learns, Tzorach shei ben kdei. No, nothing else in this here. Trey says, Ruba de kaisa, hainu kamole lugmav. How much do you have? What does roiv of the kais mean? You just have to drink a regular mole lugmav. Could appreciously yell, Omer lachatchila tzorach nishtres revius. If a pchila by the dalad koisis, you drink a complete revius. And if not, maragmar ruba the kosa just means a mole lugmo. That means one side of the mouthful, which is only rove revius. Not a complete revius, just a rove revius. Now this taisis mashma, the way he learns from this gemara here, is that dalad koisis is a regular din like kiddush. Like any other bracha. When you drink a bracha, kais or kiddush,
or you drink a cup of brichas amazin, the same halacha. How much wine do you have to drink from any kosher you made a bracha on? A mother lugma. That's the halacha. You have to drink at least a mouthful, which is roiv revius. To drink less than that, you're not making the mitzvah. But this is the same thing like a regular din kiddush. And I got Tosis on the Chassadic Testament base also. Tosis has a suffix. If by a dalat kosher, does everybody in the family have to have their own dalat kosher? But maybe dalat kosher is just like kiddush. Just like by kiddush, it's enough for the balabas to make kiddush for everybody, and everybody doesn't have to have his own cup of kiddush. One person makes kiddush for the whole family. Maybe he wasn't paid up night by dalat kosher. Tosis has the same shailon. It's enough for one person to have a dalat kosher, and he's moichi the whole rabbin. He's moichi the whole house. That's what Tosis, the first omid, and that tzaddik test on the days. Tosis says he will yitzkus alem the arba kosher. And the first Mishnah says, you can't give him less money to buy dalat kosher. And that tzaddik test on the days. The next, the third to the bottom, Tosis. The yitzkus alem the arba kosher, Tosis says. There's a mitaych halosh yamash mitzas, shein nois in lebon of nebaisai. You don't have to give your children. Kiim liyatzmoi, just you have to have the dalat kosher. Vul moitzi es kulam, you're moitzi everybody. Fishalai. Now Tosis says, u'svara, it's a svara. The maishin arba kosher mikiddish. Why is dalat kosher different than making kiddish? The chol ashana, shechud moitzi es kulam. One person makes the bracha of everybody. Or mi'o gam kiddish, shemoy lecholecha kosher. They said, maybe no. Maybe by kiddish also everybody had their own kosher. Then a little bit vital, and Tosis says, so he says, "Ksas or mashm ksas dohoyu lechalecha kais." Another raya Tosis brings the oid from our Gemara. The Yoma the Gemara hishka mehem lebonav olubnei beisoy yotza. Our Gemara just learned says that if you let your children drink from your kais, they yotza. Vu deshasa ruba the kasa mashma dehem yotza b'shmiya mashma they will yotza the mitzvah just listening to you make kiddush, you make nadal kaisis. So Adin and Ruba the Kosa, that Mashma Tosis learning, you have to drink right with the Kosa, you have to drink a Mala Lugmav. Or else, if you don't want to drink it, they could drink the Mala Lugmav for you. Mashma Tosis learning in our Gemara, there was only one Kosa there. Just the Balabas and all Dalal Kosas, he had one Kosa. And the din of our Gemara is that a Rav Revius has to be drunk. Between who? You, your family, Avi, a few people together drink a Rav Revius at a cup, you're Makayim the Mitzvah. That's the way Tosis learns in our Gemara here. That the Alei Gemara says again that Hishka Mehem Labonav Ubnei Beisoi. Tosis learning in this Gemara, there's only one cup here. By the Dalat Kosher, only the Baal Habos has four cups. He himself. Now he let his family drink from this one kais. Is Yotzer? The Gemara says the Yotzer. And this the Gemara says, Amnak Rav Yitzchak, Rudi Yash the Ruba the Kasa. How much wine has to be drunk between all of them together? It's enough that Molin Lugma was drunk between all of them. In other words, Tosis is learning that Dalat Kosher and Kiddush is almost the exact same halacha. Just like by Kiddush is that way. That when you make Kiddush as a din, you have to drink from the cup. How much do you have to drink? A Molin Lugma, Rave of Revius, you have to drink from it. And the din is there also, that if a few pieces we spoke out, that even though Matzila, you're supposed to drink the Molin Lugma, if you don't, it's enough if somebody else drinks. And if the other, it's enough if a few people drink together. The Gros says, where's the raya for that shita? That if a few people drink it together, it's enough as long as all two or three drank a malumav from this Gemara here. Now those we sure learn in our Gemara here, that the children drank from the one kais, and since between all three or four children, right of the kais was drunk, it's enough. So that's their shita. This is all kais shita, one shita we show him, that dalat kais is just like kiddush. And there's no din, everybody has to drink from it. There's a ganz brisk rav here, the loch we are not like that. The Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is that Arba Kaisis is a special halacha different than Kiddush. Even though by Kiddush is enough just for one person to make Kiddush, but Shita the way we do is, Dalat Kaisis is a special mitzvah, you have to drink the wine. It's not just considered a bracha, a kaisha bracha, but rather here there's a chayv, their chama wanted you, but after to drink four kaisas of wine, because that's called derech eris, zech l'tzias Yisrayim, we're supposed to, but after drink wine, pesa b'nayim. And the chiyah is when everybody in the family has their own chiyah to have their own dalat kaisas. And that's our minig. And the Rambam learns this from Shana Gemara also. That's what the Gemara says, Sarach lishtas roi puhu deshasi rubu dekasa, there's a new din by dalat kaisas. That it's not enough to drink a mala lugmav. You have to drink rive of your kais. No matter how big the kais is, if you have a kais that has five revius in it, you have to drink at least rive of that cup. There's a new din of dalat kaisis. How much do you have to drink? More than a mala lugmav. It's a din that you have to drink rive of the kais. Because really the din is to drink the whole kais. But we say rubik akula. If you drink rov with a kais, that's considered like you drank the whole thing. But there's a new din, taisa banai, the dalat kaisa, the other mitzvah is, but davka to drink dalat kaisas. That's the mitzvah. If you drink less, you're not making the mitzvah. And that's how a minig usually. How a minig is that everybody has their own kais, and here it's a din, you're supposed to at least drink rov of your kais. If you have a very big kais also, you have to drink rov of the kais. If not the way Tois learns in our Gemara, it means molilugmov, but rather the way Rambam learns in the Gemara, there's a new din, derech eris here, that you have to drink rov of the cup. That's this Gemara. Vu di yishti rubu the kasa. You have to drink rov of the cup. Yeah. And here also, hishkol mehen lebonu lebeisim is the same thing. It means that you had a tremendously big cup. So you drank a rov of the cup, then you can let them also drink rov of the cup. But about everybody has to drink rov of the cup of wine, pesach b'nai. Less than that, you know, mekayim the mitzvah. Right. Meisvei. Dalat kaisas halalu, sorach shebehem kidei revias. You have to have revias to eat all of them. Echad chai, whether the wine is raw, strong wine. V'echad mazik, whether it's diluted wine. Echad chodesh, whether it's new wine. V'echad yoshin, old wine. V'yab yudu vaymet, sorach shebehem tam umara. Yayin. The wine also has to tam, has to taste very good. Umara, it has to look red. Ketani miyas, I call upon what it say here, kidei revias. How much wine do you have to have in each cup? You have to have revias of lug in each cup. The yartamat, and you before said, kais yofa. You didn't say a lachna of a revias. You said it has to be a kais yofa. So the habaminer is a nice cup with a different shear than a revias. So why do you say stama kais yofa? Shobracha, here it says you have to have a revias. And the Gemara poshet, idividichat shear, enechlami, that's gufa, the same shear. Who? My kedayim zigas kais yofa, the comer. What does it mean you have to have by dal kaisis? Each cup has to be filled up. Like a nice kais. What does that mean, a kais yofem? That means, l'chol chad v'chad, lehevi lehu, kula revis. That each one by itself should have a raiva revis. Each one should have of raw wine, a quarter of revis. Kidei that between all of them you have revis of yain, and when you dilute it, put the water into each cup, you'll have each cup will also be revis. But the kids said, that's the loch. Each cup has to have revis of wine in it. You have a quarter of revias of the raw wine, and then you add 3/4 of water, so together you get a revias of yain. But that's the sheer how much wine you have to have in the cup. And we spoke out, the Moshe says that in the Rabbonim you could be saying that 3.3 ounces is called revias, and in the Raisas he holds it should have 4.4. Now, to me, the first kais of the Dalat kaisas, that could be the Raisam, because that you're making Kiddush on. So for that, you should have a Becher has at least 4.4 ounces of wine. The second, third, and fourth cup, that's the only midi rabbanim. His dalat kais is only midi rabbanim. Then you could be mako 3.3 ounces. And that's how much wine you should have in the bechel. Right. We have Yudu Waimad, Sarah Sheboy Tamumara. It has to taste good, it has to look good. Omar Rova. My time with Rabbi Yudu. What's from Rabbi Yudu? The pasuk says, Al Teira Yain Ki Sodom. Don't look into the wine because it makes you red. In other words, real wine has to be red. So that's why the Indian mitzvah in a mubcha to have red wine for the Pesach, for the Seder by night. So he just says here, well, they're bringing down this post to show the zechshivis in having red wine. Allah, I think, has brought down that if you bedavka like white wine, and white wine is more choshev to you, then you're allowed to use it also. But if you have the two types of wine, red and white, and they're both the same chashivis, there isn't in you to have red wine Pesach by night. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'kel chayovim b'yar b'koistis. Halolu. Echad ha'noshim v'yechad noshim v'yechad tenoikis. That's the Tana Kama. Even tenoikis, even children also, you have a chiyuv to give them dalakoistis. And poshut this means when they're a giyuv l'chinuch. That doesn't mean stam a little kid. But once they understand the inyan of it, siyas mitzrayim, and you can explain to them, they're a chiyuv to give them dalakoistis also. That's the Tana Kama. Yudha says, what do children gain out of drinking wine? So Rashi, so he learns, Rashbam learns, halay paturim min ha-mitzvahs, zepotem min ha-mitzvah. Some of us want to learn, it doesn't really mean zepotem min ha-mitzvahs, even if they're gil achinuch, but the smart isn't wine. Like, what do we drink wine for? It's supposed to make us happy, put us into a good mood. A child doesn't appreciate that. Then maybe it'll make him shikha, it won't be good for him. Sats of Yudhishita is not as smart to give kids wine to drink. Elo different Yudhishita is, mechalken loy klois. You know what to do? Give them better. Give them something good to play with. Give them cloy.